The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Farming is a way of life. You have to love it. You don't farm and say, well, when I'm 65, I'll sell and retire and go to the city. That thought never entered my mind. I'm still working at 97. Like I told my family, I hope I die with my boots on out there working on the ranch.
Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media with support from the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Samantha Brown. This week, another piece from the Public Radio series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, which considers the connection between people and the natural world. Today we visit Attilio Genassi, who at 97 is as firmly rooted in his landscape as a man can be. His ranch is in pristine alpine terrain, north of Lake Tahoe, in California's Sierra Valley. Genassi was born and raised in this valley, and as he told producer Jessica Maria Ross, he and his son continue to run 200 head of cattle on the family ranch, despite the changes all around them.
Well, there's fewer year-round families that stay here with their cattle and everything. What is there, one or two of us? Well, there used to be about 85. Yeah, here's the cows that we worked yesterday.
You guys stay inside.
We have a good relationship to our cattle. They're not afraid of you. You can walk out there and walk through them. They'll just keep on eating. They don't run away from you. You can't touch them because they're a little bit wild, but they don't fear you. And the barn over there just finished filling it with hay for the winter. And we got two other barns are full, and then we got a stack out here. That keeps us busy. Summertime we're putting up hay, and wintertime we're feeding the cattle. I have traveled a lot, and I've seen the other world. And when I come back here, I see what I have. It's a beautiful, beautiful valley. Some people say it's the largest alpine valley at 5,000 feet elevation in North America. I get up sometime when the snow's on the ground, you see a blanket of snow. You can hear the train on the other end of the valley at 18 miles, you hear the clickety-clack of the trains that go by. It's so quiet and peaceful here. The land does not belong to me. The land belongs to future generations. And the land also belongs to the general public. It's one of the natural wonders that's there for humanity, and we dare not destroy it any more than we'd cap the geysers in Yellowstone or put the Bridal Veil Falls of Yosemite in a pipe. I think we have a natural wonder here that I'll do my best to preserve. When my wife and I were first married, a realtor stopped by and said, asked Angie if she'd sell him some land up next to the mountain there. He had a person who wanted to build houses up there. And she told him in no uncertain terms that her land was not for sale then or ever would be for sale to build houses on. And before she died, she said, I want my ashes scattered on the ranch here, on the fields north of the house. And I'm not going to let somebody build a house there with a cesspool where I scattered her ashes. And I'll never betray the trust that you place in me.
Attilio Genasi said his wife called the landscape around her house her cathedral. This piece comes from our public radio series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Atlantic Public Media. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. You can find out more on the podcast and the series at nature.org/stories. Our music is composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. Join me next week when we hear from Elizabeth Arnold, standing on the shifting ice of the North Pole. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.